and in studio now. This is a really masculine day. I got all baritones in here. Mr. Simon Levy, you are co-artistic director at the Fountain Theater.
No, actually, I'm producing director.
Producing director.
Yeah, Stephen Sachs is artistic director along with Deborah Lawler.
I got you. And an old friend, Alan Blumenfeld.
Good to see you again.
And a new friend, Mr. Sam Rose.
Yes, it's a pleasure.
It is my pleasure. Now, I like many folks, saw the film version of it. I was imagining Rod Steiger and Maximilian Schell, but you guys will do fine.
Well, at least we're alive.
Yeah. That's and point. Alan, you played the role of the conservative Hasidic scholar.
Yes, I mean that's exactly right. He's the Hasidic Rebbe. So this play deal.
Excuse me.
Please. This play deals with an interesting dichotomy between an Orthodox Jew and a Hasidic Jew. And most people may not even realize that there's a distinction between those. But that's one of the main things in the play, and I'm the Hasid.
And Sam, you play the son of the scholar, the academic
Malter.
Scholar.
Yes. Yes, I'm Reuven Malter, the son of David Malter. And I'm the more traditional Orthodox.
And Simon, you're the director of this.
I am.
How did the play come into your province?
Well, I was looking for something which was an antidote to all the negativity and toxicity that we've kind of been living with for the last year and a half. And I was looking for a story that was about tolerance and understanding and humanity and love and friendship. And I'd known this story for a long, long time, obviously, like many people had read the novel. And so I revisited the novel and then looked at the adaptation by Aaron Posner and Chaim Potok and fell in love with it. I started crying towards the end when I was reading the play. And I said, this is what I want to do. This is the message that I want to bring into the world right now.
Now, the novel was by Chaim Potok, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And Aaron Posner, and he adapted it into a stage play.
That's right, yeah.
And the cast, the full cast, is Jonathan Arkin, Alan Blumenfeld, Sam Odell, and Don Gewurztman, is that it?
Dor Gewurztman, yes.
And Mandel, like Howie.
Oh, yes. And
four Jews.
Four Jews.
And eight opinions.
And eight opinions. It's the old joke that if you get two Jews in a room, you get four opinions.
Right. Julio, you should have seen us when we had a rabbi come to speak with us, Rabbi Jim Kaufman, and we're talking about, you know, some of the research for the play, and it was just like, it was hilarious, really. Just how long we could talk about one little minutia.
And this adaptation is a new adaptation that Aaron Posner just did. He had done one, I guess, about 10 years ago of the play, or more, maybe 1990.
No, I think it was 99.
And then he revisited it and cut it down to four characters, the two fathers and their sons.
And that premiered at Long Wharf back in October, and so we're actually doing the second production, the West Coast premiere of the new adaptation.
And this is actually the 50th anniversary of the novel, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's amazing. And I was wildly curious. So much of, again, my memory is stuck in the film because I haven't had a chance to read the novel, but it opens up into the Zionism that was rampant during that time. We are talking about 1944?
Right. The play takes place from 1944 to 1949. And, of course, we're talking about the birth of the State of Israel at that time in 1948, and, of course, the rise of Zionism and the tension between Zionism and Hasidism or traditionalism and secularism.
Right, so that among the Hasid, among the ultra-Orthodox Jews, the Hasidim, it was anathema to have a State of Israel that would be founded through secular, what they regarded as a secular state. You have to wait till the Mashiach, till the Messiah arrives before you can establish a State of Israel. And so that tension between those two ideologies is reflected in the personal lives of these two families, these two fathers and sons.
Yeah, as my family, the Malter family, is on the opposite side of that and feels that with the slaughter of the Holocaust that we need to take action and we need to have a Jewish homeland.
And it's your son who's really caught in the ambivalence of all this.
Yes. Well, I was reading today one of our other Jim Kaufman, Rabbi Kaufman, and we have another rabbi, Rabbi Daniel Puskila, brought me a book called The Insecurity of Freedom. Because along with freedom comes the possibility that you'll be exposed to ideas outside of your small group.
Mm-hmm.
And so when my character, Reb Saunders, brings his people, 300 people from Europe to America, he also then exposes them to the possibilities of liberal ideas and secular humanism. And so, yes, my son is attracted to Freud and Dostoevsky, secular literature, which in the Hasidic closed community is verboten and should not, but it allows Daniel, my son's character, to experience these things and to open his mind and heart to other ideas.
He's a kind of a superior intellect, right?
Extraordinary photographic memory, as is Sam's character, is also a brilliant mind.
Yeah, that's how to develop two long enemies, have two brilliant people combating as teenagers.
Well, yeah, we become best friends.
Yes.
And it's a really beautiful story of friendship. And you know, beneath the surface of a lot of very important things in Judaism are really universal themes, and that's something we were just discussing as well with friendship and fathers and sons, compassion, you know, finding your purpose in life, being open to understanding the other and not just shutting them out.
And how opposites can coexist at the same time, and that they both can be true. Elu ve'elu, these and these, you know, that they can live side by side, that we don't have to always be combative, we don't always have to be enemies.
Now, you open tomorrow night, is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Have you performed for an audience yet at all?
We've had two performances.
Tonight is our last preview.
Were you surprised where the laughs were and weren't?
I was gratified that there are as many laughs as there were. Last night especially was a very vocal audience. And, I mean, you have to have laughs because while the play does have Jewish themes, as Simon and Sam both pointed out, it really is fundamentally a story about family. It's about fathers and sons. And so the specificity of the Jewishness really reverberates and resonates into humanity, the shared humanity that we all have. And there are a lot of laughs that I thought were really surprising and fun last night, right? Didn't you think?
Absolutely, yeah. And I will say, I mean, both audiences were in tears at the end, and that was very special to see and to be a part of that. And, you know, to the women who may not identify with the father-son dynamic as much, I still think that there's a lot to be said for friendship and for finding your purpose and meaning and grappling with some of the challenging things that and themes within the play.
It's interesting. There are only men in this play, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Is that sort of the relaxed tension that can come from having a female point of view interject into the focus or the stream of dramatic movement that's not missing in this, right? I just wonder, you have these very strong male points of view. I was wondering, where does the tension lessen?
No, I think that, you know, for Potok, you know, the metaphor for him when he was searching to be able to tell this story, which obviously is autobiographical in many ways, although he combines a lot of things from his experience, is that the metaphor became the baseball game, you know, and so I think it's in that tension, do you know what I mean? The combat that we tend to set up between opposing ideas, between opposing ideologies, between opposing groups of people, and so for him, I think that that's a very male kind of thing. It certainly was a male kind of, certainly much more of a male kind of thing in the 1940s, you know, in terms of baseball itself.
And this tension you talk about in terms of what interjects and is the love that is developed between the two sons, which is as pure and real as any romantic love, and it's a purely heterosexual male bonding, which we rarely see anymore. I mean, they don't get drunk and lie around, you know, gambling. They just love each other, and they connect intellectually and emotionally and spiritually. And that alone is such a, as Simon said, non-cynical. It's such a optimistic, and there's an innocence and a purity and a beauty to it that I think is really appealing and needed by today's audience.
And also, for both of them, it's coming of age, you know.
Right.
It's that transition from adolescence into adulthood and finding your path, finding your life. Who do you want to be, and can you be true to the interior self while also dealing with the exterior world in which you live?
Now, I'm still dealing with the film, but the path that Sam and Danny choose are kind of a surprise, because Sam chooses a religious life and Danny chooses a secular. Is that true still?
Yes.
Well, Saunders' son, the Hasidic rabbi's son, it's not that he becomes secular. At the end, the rabbi says, you'll still be a fully observant Jew, you'll follow God's commandments. And he says, yes. It's just that he's leaving the fold, the insular world of the Chassid, and going out into the world as a modern Orthodox. Is that
sure.
And Sam's character, Reuven, goes from a political activist, which is the family he comes from, into a more religious. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, and as more of a track to be a scholar and a professor and to be much, much more secular. And we kind of almost switch in that way. And it's you know, it shows that sometimes things that are most different from you, at least seemingly on the outside, can help you to get more in touch with who you really are, sometimes more than things that are alike you.
Whereas Danny finds meaning in Freud, Reuven finds meaning in the Talmud.
And Reuben's father is what you would consider an intellectual, I want to say non-practicing Jew. Is that would
No,
that be?
He's a practicing Jew, absolutely. I mean,
he's
observant
still Orthodox.
Jew, Orthodox. Mm-hmm. He's a follower of the commandments. I mean, that's even a part of the play. He is a very religious Jew, but he's much, much more interested in the secular life of academia and as a professor and activism. And I think he puts a lot more attention on integrating with the rest of the world than the more secular, but kind of closed off Chassid.
And also becomes a very strong champion for Zionism.
Right? Mm-hmm.
It sounds like this play is a perfect play for audience forums after the play.
Are you going
to be doing that?
Yeah, we have scheduled talkbacks. We have a series called Breaking It Down, and we're going to have rabbis joining us for a variety of topics and discussions. And as you know from the movie and certainly within the novel, there are so many different themes that Potok brings into the story, and so we're going to take some of those themes, break them down, and have post-show discussions about them.
So it's running at the Fountain Theater Saturday at 8 p.m., Sundays at 2 p.m., and Monday
At 8 p.m., and Monday is Pay What You Want.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And I believe the Fountain is the only theater running Monday nights, so for fellow actors who are looking for a night they can see the show.
Right, one of the few. And, of course, our philosophy is that we don't want to turn anybody away, and so that's why we have the Monday night Pay What You Want.
And it runs January 20th through March 25th.
That's the announced dates right now, yes.
Right, so it could extend.
We shall see.
Yes. I got tired of extending building the wall. But
never. That was extraordinary. I mean, what
is?
Well, again, another show that the Fountain brings that has such clearly a need at a time for activating the audience to be so involved and engaged intellectually and emotionally at this time politically. It's really important.
Well, I'm sorry that we have ended. 30 minutes goes by very fast when you have two shows and four dynamic people here in studio. But I want to reiterate the number to call for tickets and information is 323-663-1525. 323-663-1525. And the box office, you can go online to boxoffice@fountaintheater.com. boxoffice@fountaintheater.com. I want to thank you three for being in.
Thank you so much, Julio.
And now I have to go see the play.
Yes, please.
We look forward to having you.
Yes.